Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
What a show we have on tap today. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Hey, Mitch and Paul, live downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. In 30 minutes, Matt Youmans is going to join the program. He'll be in studio, host here on VSiN, also the senior editor at VSiN.com, and he will unveil his fourth annual fast food power ratings and his top 50 today with a brand new number one. He originally did this back in 2019. It took off big time during the pandemic. And then he made it bigger and better than ever last year. And wait until you see what he put together today coming up in 30 minutes. This is probably Paulie's second or third favorite day of the year behind Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right. I can't wait. I did some scouting yesterday because I knew what was going to be on the list in top 10. The little research. And I just love the fact that he hates vegetables, doesn't cook, doesn't own silverware. The genuine article, folks. Can't wait for this.
So when you were scouting yesterday, where did you go?
I went to Shake Shack and In-N-Out, back-to-back Jack. A little comparison and the menu and also the drive-through versus the quick service sitting down. Good job with the drive-through, which is one of his criteria, how he does his power ratings.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Okay. We will get, obviously, into what happened yesterday in Major League Baseball, and it was a very busy trade deadline day. Hell, it was a very busy back-to-back days that we had in Major League Baseball before the trade deadline. But last night, the late breaking news, in fact, folks, I got to tell you, I didn't even know about this until a half an hour ago. I fell asleep, didn't see it until this morning. Very sad news. And it's not very often where me or basically anybody can call somebody the best of all time at their craft and basically get no blowback. I can unequivocally call Vin Scully the best baseball play-by-play guy we've ever had in this country. And pretty much every single person in the audience would be like, yeah, that's pretty much right. He passed away last night at the age of 94.
Or best broadcaster. You can just that. Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
The best storyteller.
Oh, without question.
Oh, my God, how he could do that.
No doubt.
How was he able to stay sharp at that age all those years, too? It wasn't like he was retired that long.
No.
You know, the other thing. And then to
that
do
was
it
the in, most amazing
it,
part to
in
me.
In a one-man booth and to keep up with all this and get it in and fit this story in and tie everything in to a specific player and how he would do that. He also knew when to shut up and let it breathe.
No doubt.
You YouTube the Gibson home run, that masterpiece of broadcasting of about 8-9 minutes of just setting it up, the stolen base, the home run, the guy can barely walk, and then just shutting it up and letting it breathe. The Buckner call, he was on the catch on that too, and just the run that NBC had. I mean, he called games for NBC and then was with Gary Giola.
Sure.
And Bob Costas was doing games with Kubek, but the run that they had too. But sad news, and it happened during the middle of the Dodger game, and the Dodgers pulled one out too for him.
Could not say it better than what you just did. Look, I mean, I'm not going to make this about myself, but I will tell you that I've done plenty of play-by-play in my life. Baseball is the most difficult sport that I've ever called, and I haven't called baseball in a long, long time. To me, basketball and football are so much easier because the sport is always, there's always action.
Yeah.
Right? It's always bang, 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 next play, here we go.
Like, a lot of downtime, yeah.
Yeah, hockey, same thing, but hockey was difficult for me. Baseball, in between pitches, you're going to have 20, 25 seconds, and you got to be willing to talk about other stuff than what's going on in the game. And this guy knew every single, like, small, intricate part about, like, the kid's background that he would be bringing up, and he would do his, you know, the due diligence that he would do and the research and like getting with the PR people and finding out and talking to these players and knowing about their backgrounds and their stories and relaying that in between pitches or in downtime in baseball. Like there was never a problem for him. It was always a perfect flow.
Yeah.
And that to me is a guy who grew up loving play-by-play broadcasters since I was like 12 years old. Yeah. I'm like, how does he do this?
Right, because let's be honest, and I loved him and I watched every game on WGN. Harry lost his fastball at the end.
Most broadcasters do
course,
at a certain point.
The age, you're right. That's the amazing thing about Brent Musburger too, how sharp he is at his age.
Yeah.
But the thing, you know, Harry also was had some factors, other factors at
play
too.
Right.
But with Scully, I mean, he would disappear when the season ended. He rarely did interviews. I love the story of how he quit smoking, that he gave it up. He would always reach in with his pocket for his pack of cigarettes. He would then replace it with a photo of his family. Every time he had the urge to smoke, he would look up the picture and say, I'm doing it for them. And that's how he gave that up. And, I mean, it just, I would say down the list, though. But, you know, I don't want to put an order and piss anybody off. But Costas, Harwell, Harry Carey, but Scully the best. But it is funny how we were talking to Dustin before the show, how we seem the iconic broadcasters or baseball announcers.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, if you just jog your memory, football had some great ones as well over the years. But really, it goes back and a lot. I mean, think about how good the baseball play-by-play guys were across the entire country. I mean, back in like the 50s and 60s. Mm. And then how they had their jobs for like 50 years because I think the teams and the cities recognized like, this guy's incredible at the age of 80. And I'm not just, speaking of Vin Scully, you brought up already Harwell for the Tigers. Of course, Harry Callis had the best set of pipes I've ever heard for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how somebody has that deep of a voice and the way that he could tell stories. But pull up a chair. I mean, you ready for the story? I mean, that's Vin Scully for you at the beginning of almost pretty much every single broadcast.
Yep.
And the tidbits and the anecdotes that he would come up with. Oh, mm-hmm. It was just a thing of beauty every single time.
Yep. And it was also unfortunate how it ended down the stretch. I mean, Dodger games were blacked out with how bad did that look?
Yeah.
You missed a lot of the back end of his career with the fighting of not getting the games on television and being on Las Vegas. You couldn't watch a Dodger game.
Well, for what it's worth, Dodgers games have been blacked out for the most part in Las Vegas for, I don't know, what, a decade? Tough to get their games here.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
So you brought up Brent Musburger, one of the best of all time to do it. Helped start VSiN 5 years ago. He joined Tim Murray and Adam Burke last night on our show here called The Nightcap to help remember the late, great Vin Scully.
I used to listen to him actually in Montana before I even was in the business. When the Dodgers first moved to Los Angeles, you could hear the signal from an LA radio station. And no one could ever describe a baseball game quite like Vin Scully. And I sometimes said, Vinny, I get very excited at times. I jump around and do this You're kind of low key when you describe everything, and you're eloquent. Tell me why you don't jump up and down like the rest of us do. And he said, Brent, to tell you the truth, when I first started, I got very excited and screamed and yelled about a winning home run. I went back and listened to the tape, and I didn't like the sound of my voice, and I changed it after that. And to everybody's benefit, there was no broadcaster in the world who could do a game quite like Vince Scully. And, you know, God bless him and rest in peace, my friend.
Yeah, there you go. Well said by the Godfather, Brent Musburger. Mm-hmm. My mentor, his name is Mike Sullivan. When I first broke into the business, he was sensational as a play-by-play guy. Football, basketball, he was up for many spots to do hockey, like at the NHL level, but he was very loyal to where he was from. He once told me when I was like 19, 20 years old, he goes, never forget these words. It's called high-quality BS during a broadcast.
Yeah.
There was nobody ever who could deliver high-quality BS better than Vin Scully. But it never sounded like BS.
Yeah, right.
It was so good.
Always a payoff, too. Yeah.
Yep. So here is, I mean, who could ever forget this call? Again, you brought up some of them earlier on. This is one of the most legendary calls Vin Scully was ever on.
And look who's coming up. 4-3 A's, two out, ninth inning. Not a bad opening act. High fly ball into right field. She is gone! In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
That was the Gibson home run.
For him to limp out like that and him telling the story about, you know, he's on the on-deck circle now, and was he even going to play? And you couldn't touch Eckersley that year.
Uh-huh.
And he just serves it into the bleachers.
Yeah.
He's just barely, foul ball, keep staying alive, and then he can't even walk. And he hits a home run to win the game off a guy you couldn't touch up at all that year.
Yeah. Look who's coming
up
now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, so good.
Could barely round the bases.
Yeah.
And they edited that, but for, you know, the sake of the show. But the broadcast in real time was just, again, to your point, he would let the game breathe. He would let the pictures or the video tell the story. And he was just so good at that. So we're going to play, you know, calls from Vin Scully's career throughout the three-hour show while we're on the air today. But
you remember where you were? The Buckner game? The Gibson home run?
I remember.
Absolutely, he's on that.
For the Gibson home run, I can remember exactly where I was at.
Uh-huh.
Buckner game, don't know where I was at.
In the same spot.
Were you?
Yeah.
On the couch with your dad?
Yes, in Wisconsin, right. And how that turned out. But I just, you can't believe what you're watching at the time. And just, it's just a clinic, a broadcasting clinic.
There you go.
The whole setup of the whole Gibson at bat in the bottom of the ninth. And that's on YouTube if you want to check it out. It's about 9 minutes.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's the Buckner call.
Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
So many calls throughout the years.
Yeah.
Damn, 94 years old. I was, as the kids say, shook this morning when I saw the news.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
And they had to win the game, though. It came down in the middle of the game.
Right.
It was 6-5. Dodgers had to finish it for them. That was good.
All right. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll get into Win Some, Lose Some. Countless parlays were burned to the ground last night. Details coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. And there are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. You can subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Paulie, today it's basically Christmas Day here on the show. And look at this. He's pulling up right now, little fast food on him as we speak.
Oh, Freddy's. There you go. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to admit I haven't had it yet.
Oh,
I know. I did some research yesterday, and I was going to do that today, too. But I go to VSiN.com for the rankings, Point Spread Weekly. This is so good. I get emotional reading it. It just, this is A+. There's a method to my madness, humans writes. I create power ratings for fast food franchises using a formula similar to one that produces my numbers on college football and basketball. Five categories with each worth a maximum of 10 points. Restaurants are judged on the quality of food, variety, service efficiency, availability. Any spot that stays open 24 hours earns bonus points. And intangibles. Can you expand on that? How you doing? Intangibles.
Intangibles are kind of the way I think that I can adjust the ratings the way I want. I'll give you one. I gave Chick-fil-A 1 point for an extra point for sponsoring a college football bowl game.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Now, people will ask.
It's kind of like your overall feeling about the place, and I can adjust it a little bit. And that way, if I don't like the way the rankings come out, I can, you know, adjust the intangibles category a little bit.
All right. You continue. It seems a majority of sports bettors tend to fail in the kitchen and trend towards fast food.
Yeah, we all don't have a chef as a wife.
There you go. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
We're not that lucky.
Similar to Paulie Howard, I hate broccoli and most vegetables and have no interest or skills in the areas of cooking and cleaning. I own no silverware or real plates and have a towering stack of paper plates in a kitchen cabinet next to a drawer stuffed with countless forks, knives, and spoons, which are plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Now, why are you an expert? With 45 years of experience in the fast food arena, starting as a toddler at the now-defunct chain called Burger Chef in Indianapolis, I have earned unrivaled credibility by living this subject. It's a lifestyle. My rankings are based on decades of research and supported by my formula. Now, everyone takes shots at you from time to time about this can't be healthy, but you point out.
Yeah.
I have to point that out. Yeah, yeah.
I have to point that out because every year I get messages from people, dude, be careful. You're gonna drop dead. There's no way you can live like that. I'm fine. Okay?
When was the last time you called in sick?
Never.
Never
in 25 years? No. You never used a sick day?
Never.
Oh, my God.
No.
Good for you.
We just got through the COVID pandemic. Uh-huh. Never got sick. So, hey, eat fast food. You can live well.
All right. There you go.
By the way, I want to... This tweet really hit home to me yesterday when we got this, and it really took me back to 2020 when it really took off, took it to a new level during the pandemic.
Boy, how about
okay,
that?
Yeah. And I want to give the person full credit on this. It's Jesse Reds who said, "What got you through the pandemic? The vaccine? Question mark? A booster? How about this? A fast food list and damn proud of it."
Mm.
If you want to go back 2 years ago,
yeah,
he's absolutely right.
It was huge. This and the NFL draft when I'm that was a rough run.
You're not joking about that. Two years ago, was starting in March, April, May. We were doing shows together and we're talking every day. What sort of content are we going to come up with? There's no sports for 2 months, but we got through it. It was great. Yeah.
What jumps out to me right off the bat as we start at number 50 is again no respect for Taco Bell. Last year you compared them to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Used to be great. I think they've upped their game. And I wasn't a big Taco Bell guy, but I've come around. And but again, no respect in Matt Heumann's opinion of Taco Bell.
I love this logo. Our graphics department came up with. By the way, that's a classic.
Looks exactly like you. Come on,
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So the Mexican pizza fiasco, as I call it, really was costly to Taco Bell in the rankings this year. First of all, why'd you even trim the Mexican pizza from the menu? That was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring it back. It's crazy popular.
Yep.
Everybody's flooding to Taco Bell for the Mexican pizza. Within 2 to 3 weeks, it's gone. They run out. They have to put signs on the front door. Sorry, no Mexican pizza.
Uh-huh.
Why else would you go to Taco Bell? There's nothing else on that menu that attracts me to Taco Bell. You think about when we were in high school. In college, in the 80s and early 90s, Taco Bell was a pretty hot spot.
It was awesome.
Yes.
I think the quality of the food was better then than it is now.
Okay, interesting.
But there also was a proliferation of taco joints that are, most of them, much better than Taco Bell. So the competition has stepped up its game, and Taco Bell has not.
I'm surprised you still have Subway in your top 50.
Barely made it? Really, when you get down to the end, and Paul Howard asked me, what's the bottom five? There's only about 60 places that qualify.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's out?
I'll tell you who's out. Sonic.
Oh.
Dropped out. We're looking at the bottom 10 here, 41 through 50.
Uh-huh.
Sonic dropped from 37 all the way out.
Mm.
Boy, you look puzzled.
I co-sign. I think you have a pretty good menu.
No, I co-sign.
Really?
A cosign. Yeah, that would not be in my top 50.
Oh, okay.
When was the last time you went to Sonic and had something good? Years ago.
I think they got a pretty good cheeseburger, good tater tots, good tenders.
The tater tots are always undercooked.
Okay.
They're white and cold. My last five trips to Sonic have all been bad. It's okay. Done. All right. Sonic dropped all the way out of the top 50.
What else did?
Port of Subs
did, huh?
Yeah. How do you juggle all the sub right. places? That because there's right. a lot of them, and that'd be tough to juggle.
Port of Subs, I think, is the worst of all the sub places, even worse than Subway.
I notice you have Earl of Sandwich at 43. Yeah. I actually think Earl of Sandwich is pretty decent.
Yeah, that's a good sandwich.
Yeah,
that's
not
pretty
bad.
Good. Yeah, there's one next to the sports book at the Palms, and I stop there pretty much every time I go into the Palms to that William Hill sports book, and they got some really good hot sandwiches. So, number 50 is Jack in the Box. And, Paul, I know you love the tacos, those two tacos for
underrated.
A buck.
Yep.
My brother loves those too.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what you guys are attracted to in those tacos. If I had rats in the alley behind my house, I wouldn't feed those tacos to the rats.
You're unbelievable.
Huh?
Come on. You're out of line with that. You're out of line. Those, huh? Still a good deal. It's a good taco.
Come on.
It's a good taco. Come on.
Matt, you can find, here in Las Vegas alone, you can find 30 different taco joints that are better.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Chime in. That's much like In-N-Out, which we'll get to. It's a polarizing topic, the Jack in the Box tacos. So tweet at us on that as well. A&W made the drive, the Frosty Mug Root Beer. I love the onion rings. A&W checks in at 42.
Yeah, and when I went there initially, I thought A&W was barely going to make the top 50, but I went back a second time. My second visit was better, and that saved A&W's ranking probably from about 48 to 42. So A&W is actually a quality place.
Okay,
that's out in Boulder City on the way out to Hoover Dam. I got to tell you, White Castle at number 41. Chris the Bear Felica loves White Castle. You're going to find people either love that place or hate that place.
I think it's pretty good.
You know, and I would say in my 20s, 30s, I went to White Castle quite a bit. I don't go there much anymore, but it's okay. So it checks in the bottom 10.
Let's go to 40 to 31 here and tell us what stands out on this list. Panera Bread, does that qualify as fast food?
Well, there was a gray area there, and I've been to Panera Bread, I'd say, recently five or six times, and they get the food out to you within 2 to 3 minutes.
Yes.
And I've been told that a couple of locations do have drive-thrus. They don't have drive-thrus out here, but
they bring it right out to you.
It's a
piece of,
you know what? The times have changed a little bit, too, where you can order on the app, you can call ahead, and the food will be ready for you when you get there. So I think the strict definition of fast food needs to be loosened just a little bit, and Panera Bread, I do think, qualifies right there with American Coney Island, which is inside the D. Long John Silver's, how about that? Checks in at number 36. I think a lot of people would disagree.
Yeah.
But Long John's, the chicken planks are outstanding. Just go for the chicken planks and the hush puppies, smother those babies in tartar sauce, and you got a pretty good lunch.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Never had them before. I'm surprised Five Guys is low.
32.
That's low to me at number 32.
So I went with a girlfriend to Five Guys about a week ago. I said, all right, we got to make a final determination here on if this place is going to be top 25. I got to solidify my ranking. So we went and had dinner, and I wasn't that impressed again. Like, every time I go there, I'm just not blown away. I ask her, what do you think? She says, not that crazy about it. I think Smashburger's better. And I had to agree. And that's why Five Guys dropped out of the top 30.
Okay.
All right. It's a solid list. We're moving along here. Matt Heumann's in studio. His annual fast food power ratings are out today. Top 50. You can get it this week at Point Spread Weekly. VSiN.com/subscribe. Also, VSiN.com. We're going to get to your top 30 coming up next. I can't even imagine the amount of time and research you put into this list. My God almighty.
Years, Mitch. Many years.
So the top 30 and a brand new number one this year coming up next.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook serving up big wins for our new weekly profit boost on all tennis wagers. Visit BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app every Wednesday. 20% profit boost any tennis wager. You can even live stream your favorite tennis players right from the Bet Rivers app. Heat up your summer with the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app. Whole new game. VSiN.com, Point Spread Weekly for the rankings. Tweet in your opinions and thoughts once a year. Can't wait. It is Christmas today. The top 50 fast food rankings, courtesy of Matt Heumann's, with props. with props. Look at this. Tell the story here. McDonald's with the McRib.
Yeah, and in 2020 when we did the show with the fast food rankings, and I talked so much about the McRib, McDonald's actually FedExed this box to my house. And it was full of McRib memorabilia, like a golf towel, a T-shirt, a keychain, sure, things like that. So it's not actually a giant McRib. It was just full of McRib souvenirs, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to skip past 31 for our Canadian viewers.
Can I ask you something real quick, too? Do you guys agree with the Taco Bell assessment? Because I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this. I think there are a lot of people who love Taco Bell, and I used to be one of those people, but now I lean more towards the hate. How about you?
It's completely off my list.
No, I like it. I've come around on it. I was not a fan. I'm on board now.
Now you're just trying to kiss Derek Stevens' butt.
Todd.
Because you know Derek Stevens loves Taco Bell.
I like it. Okay. As a result of him, I got into it. No, but I go there on a regular basis.
I will tell you this, man.
What do you order?
I get a lot of things. Eclectic mix. I'll tell you another one. I got a problem with you. Now, where's Chipotle?
It's off the list.
That's egregious. That's a healthy portion. They do a good job. Now, I heard they had some incidents in the past. Yeah.
Chipotle's had some problems.
You know, and as a fat boy growing up in Minnesota, I was a big fan of Hardee's.
It was so good.
I loved Hardee's. But and now
the hot ham and cheese, the mushroom Swiss.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's one thing. Drive past a Carl's Jr. You rarely see a couple cars in that sucker.
I just went there over the weekend in Oceanside, California. It was actually a pretty positive visit. I would say, as far as Chipotle goes, it probably came in at like number 52, something like that, my rankings. I've had some bad experiences at that place, and overall just not a big fan. How about number 31? You guys like Tim Hortons?
It is good.
Never had it.
And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to skip over that one for everybody watching on Sportsnet right now. Some respect here for our Canadian viewers.
There you go.
Yeah, some East Coast spots out there. Boston Market is huge on the East Coast. It's actually really good food.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dunkin' Donuts is huge on the East Coast, too. It's almost on every street corner.
We get it here on a regular basis.
Oh, man, it's so big out in Las Vegas right now, too.
This should be the Dunkin' Donuts Studios. Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Tim Hortons, I went there in Canada about 10 years ago when I was on a UNLV basketball trip, and they had one of those summer tours. I was blown away how great that place was. It is so much better than Starbucks, Paul. You asked. Starbucks dropped out of the top 50 this year, too.
Okay. Now we get into some of these subs now. Firehouse checking, it's a good sub, at 30. Jersey Mike's checking in at 27 that you have on. Now we're getting more into subs as you had Subway 46. Firehouse 30 and Jersey Mike's 27.
What do you like or don't like here? Because
I'm a big fan of Jersey Mike's.
Firehouse more.
I like Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's has got the big kahuna cheesesteak.
Okay.
It's a top 20 sandwiches on its own. You put jalapeno peppers on that thing's outstanding. I think that's the best sub there is.
You're too high on Panda Express.
Well, Panda Express dropped actually 16 spots in this year's poll. I used to actually go there and kind of like it as a diversion. Now I can't stand it. And Panda almost dropped even lower. But I think there are a lot of people who have an appreciation for Panda Express. I no longer do, so that barely hung in the top 30. I'm not going to sit here and try to defend Panda. I think my rating might be a little bit too high. Qdoba, I think, is far better than Chipotle.
And why?
First of all, the quality of the hard shell ground beef tacos is far superior at Qdoba.
Okay. Yeah, you won me over with that already.
Okay, one of my favorite foods is crispy ground beef tacos. Qdoba's got some of the best. And what's Chipotle got? Nothing.
Okay, I want to ask you about this because we see three burgers as well between number 21 and 30. We see Fat Burger at number 21, Fuddruckers 25. Fuddruckers kind of disappeared a little bit out here. And then Smashburger 28. Personally, I would have Smashburger ahead of both of them, but why do you have Fat Burger ahead of Fuddruckers and Smashburger?
Well, it's very close. When you're talking about 21 to 30. A lot of these rankings came in within like a point and a half or 2 points of each other. So it's a very close call. I think what it comes down to is personal taste. If I'm driving around and I see a Fat Burger, a Fuddruckers, and a Smash Burger, where am I going to go first? I gave Fat Burger just a slight edge, but I got to tell you, it depends on the day. There's some days I love Fuddruckers. Other days I might want that jalapeno burger at Smash Burger. It's a close call. It's a very close call. There's not much that separates them.
Okay. There's a jalapeno burger at Smashburger?
Oh, yeah.
I think I was unaware of that.
The spicy jalapeno burger. It's outstanding. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Baja. Really? It's called Spicy Baja.
Damn, okay.
That's never had that?
No, I've never had it before.
Yeah, that's my favorite burger.
All right.
The smash burger.
You have now El Pollo Loco at 20.
Yeah. You know,
it's great chicken.
It is really good.
I love their sides. And they also have great tortilla soup.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Dairy Queen 19? Really?
Dairy Queen's underrated. The chili dogs, the hamburger is actually pretty good. I'm not a big ice cream guy, but if you love the blizzards or the
that's my scene.
The peanut buster parfait, you ever get that?
Yeah, deli bars.
But I stop in there probably once a week for a hamburger and a chili dog, and I never walk away regretting it. Dairy Queen's always good. Like another place, Tommy's dropped off the list.
Oh,
Tommy's got that chili burger, right?
I'm not a fan.
Okay, no. So if you go to Tommy's, there's about a 90% chance you're going to enjoy your meal, and then about a half hour later, you will regret it.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah, that's why I don't. That's why I dropped off the list.
Okay.
And by the way, this is under the radar, Paul, and I told you about this before. I don't think you've ever had it before. I'm looking right now at the El Pollo Loco menu.
Yeah.
Like the Mexican portions that you get.
Yeah.
Okay, they're burritos.
Oh,
they're
very good.
Like the Mexican bowls.
Quesadilla, yes.
That's why I think you have to put this thing way ahead, and like Matt did, ahead of a spot like Taco Bell.
You got them ahead of KFC? You got KFC ahead of El Pollo Loco?
Yeah, you don't like KFC?
I like...
See, I like the fried chicken.
I can't get there with that one.
I like the fried chicken a little bit better than the Mexican grilled chicken.
That's surprising.
If I go out for chicken five times... Three times I go to KFC for the fried chicken. Twice I go to El Pollo Loco.
I know
that's the difference.
Okay, and I know Mitch is a big fan, and I used to go on a regular because they had all you can eat on Sundays. They don't have them out here. Taco John's at 18.
Oh,
the
man.
Potato ole.
Oh, with the nacho cheese sauce.
Oh yeah, giddy up.
Taco John's very underrated. Not a lot of people know about it, but it's big, especially in the Wyoming, Colorado area, and the Midwest. Taco John's has got really good hard shell ground beef tacos as well.
Mm-hmm.
Can we put up 11 through 20 on that graphic again one more time? I think the burger places are kind of hard to separate. And this is where you're going to get a lot of disagreements too, because some people love In-N-Out Burger. Other people absolutely hate it.
Absolutely. We did a segment on that. Yeah. Is it overrated? I can see why people think that.
Right.
I had it yesterday. Now there were 8 cars ahead of me.
Oh.
It took 6 minutes to get a great drive-through.
I
had the double-double. But again, you got to be kidding me with those French fries. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of drive-through efficiency, that's kind of in the intangibles category a little bit too. Mm. Right now, Popeyes is the biggest disaster in drive-through fast food.
Okay.
Would it be higher on your list if it wasn't?
It might be a little bit higher, but not much.
I love their sides. I love this chicken sandwich. I love the biscuits.
I don't like the
chicken.
Right. They got a lot of food I really like.
The drive-through,
but the drive-through's a train wreck. The Habit Burger, Paul, you asked me what the biggest movers are. The Habit Burger moved up from 35, I think, to 17.
Wow.
Why?
You guys have to go there for the steak sandwich. The tenderloin steak sandwich. Get it with tomato, lettuce, and mayonnaise. Incredible. And also the Santa Barbara Charburger is an outstanding burger. And the Habit actually has drive-throughs at its locations all through California, too. I think there's only one location here in Vegas as a drive-through, but Habit Burger's really starting to pick up steam. You guys got to stop in for that steak sandwich.
I'm surprised Wendy's is number 12.
Yeah.
You don't like Wendy's?
No, that's too high.
You're giving them too much respect for the breakfast. I know what you're doing there.
Yeah. Well, the breakfast really boosted the rating.
I will say the Baconator is exceptional.
Yeah.
That is one of the best breakfast items at any spot in the entire country.
That really saves Wendy's rating. That really saves it. I had a professional sports bettor text me over the weekend. I was at the Del Mar racetrack, and he said, if you don't have Wendy's in the top five, you're crazy. Come on. Wendy's is not top five.
No, you can't go that high. But they do have some really good items. You're right about that. And Zippy's number 11, which is can you get anywhere other than Hawaii?
It's a Hawaiian barbecue spot. They have plans to expand to Vegas in 2020. The pandemic wrecked all that. Believe me, if Zippy's came to Vegas, I'm trying to get a piece of the franchise, Paul. Get in on this, Paul.
All right.
It's going to be a big moneymaker.
The first hour here brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. His top 10 and a brand new number one next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21. Town sportsbook. Must be 21. Town sportsbook. Must be 21. Town sportsbook.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
College football guide is out now. Over 300 pages. Start your football season on the right foot. Profiles on every team, trends, power ratings, win totals, Heisman talk. playoff predictions. And the only way to get access to this year's football betting guide is become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Sign up early for a discount at $175. You'll receive the college and NFL betting guide along with full VSiN access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has for your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe. And go up there now, VSiN.com, to get the top 50 fast food power ratings with Matt Eumanns.
Yeah, as we continue here with Matt in studio here today on a Wednesday morning, we'll get to your best nuggets or some of your favorite bets in the guide coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, I've got a lot of college football win totals I like. I've bet 10 of them so far.
Okay.
Paul Howard, I think you and I have a common one that we talked about on our show in the afternoon yesterday, Mississippi, Lane Kiffin, but we'll get to that. Hey, a lot of people have asked me, is this the year that McDonald's rides McRib's hot hand to number one?
Find out in mere moments, yeah. Right?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, the top 10.
How about this? These guys are in the news, and I love them. Joey Chestnut just set the record. He had 44 chicken fingers in 5 minutes without sauce at Raising Cane's. He is a gangster.
44 in 5 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. Now, this might be their soft drink, the best Coke. There it is. Good job, Tony. You are the man. There's your picture. The Texas toast, you can substitute extra toast. Get the coleslaw out of there. Get the extra toast, and I love the fries.
That's a good call. I don't really like the coleslaw.
Get it out of there.
Texas toast is another A+.
And their sweet tea, I must add.
Yep.
Outstanding. So Raising Cane's number 10. I was in New Mexico 2 weeks ago. I've never had Whataburger in my entire life.
I haven't either.
My wife and I just ate, and we left the restaurant. We get on the freeway. We're going wherever it was. And I'm like, there's a billboard, Whataburger, a mile. I'm like, oh, my God. I could have easily had Whataburger. I never had it before. You have it number nine.
Oh, wait a
minute.
You didn't stop and eat again?
I couldn't do it. There's no way.
Oh,
that heavy Mexican food, I was like, I was completely finished.
Okay.
You have it number nine.
Number nine. Actually down, I think, a spot from last year. Whataburger, one bonus here is that Whataburger is open 24 hours. And if you're ever in the Southwest, especially Texas, it comes in very valuable, especially for a guy like me who stays up all night. You know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you're hungry. Drive out to the Whataburger drive-thru, and they have an expansive menu. I really do like the burgers quite a bit. The green chili burger is one of my favorites. I don't like the fries at all. And the thing about fries are such a personal choice. I mean, if you think about In-N-Out Burger, some people like the fries. They're real potatoes. You can see them made right in front of you. Other people absolutely hate those In-N-Out Burger fries and think they're disgusting. Whataburger, I don't care. I don't think there's anybody on the planet who has an opinion of Whataburger's fries being positive.
Oh, is that right?
That's the biggest negative about Whataburger. If you're listening in the front office at Whataburger, do something about your fries. It's an embarrassment to a great franchise.
Okay, so you have them number nine. In-N-Out's number eight. I would say this, and let me ask you the question. If Whataburger or In-N-Out had McDonald's fries, would either franchise possibly be number one?
I don't know about number one.
But they'd be higher than what they are right now.
Might be a little bit higher. Those Whataburger fries are a disaster.
Okay, why In-N-Out at eight?
So In-N-Out Burger, I actually like. About once a week, I'll go there and throw down a double-double.
I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, okay.
Still to this day.
Okay. Yeah.
Paul, you think it slipped a little bit?
Yeah, lost its fastball.
Is that because of the fries?
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, that
you,
too. It's a small menu and that, yeah.
You don't like the fries?
I went to Shake Shack after In-N-Out yesterday. It's not even close. The menu between that Shake Shack burger, the crinkle fries, the nuggets, I had the root beer float, real deal.
You really like the root beer, don't you?
Yeah, I had that too. But that's
I would agree. Shake Shack.
I don't think it compares. Shake Shack is so. You find me a better burger. I don't think you can do it. You can't.
Maybe Matt does have a better one in his top five. We'll find out. We're getting there. Arby's number seven. I think you're going to get a lot of heat about this number right here.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
They have up their menu game.
I think the menu variety at Arby's is incredible.
Okay.
And I
like it.
Intangibles, I give Arby's bonus points because it's a gambling franchise. Arby's is not afraid to take chances. They'll roll out new products all the time. Try it for a month or two, and then it disappears. But more often than not, what Arby's rolls out as an experiment is a hit. I thought the Wagyu burger was a little bit disappointing. You ate it, and you could tell, you know, it was not pure Wagyu. You can't sell a Wagyu burger for $8 anyway, right? It was 52% Wagyu, 48% ground beef. But it was still pretty good. And that's the thing is, Arby's comes out with new products, And I give that franchise credit for taking chances. And Arby's moved up 10 spots in this year's poll.
They're taking chances, right.
The curly fries are pretty good, too.
Yes.
If
yep.
you smother those curly yep. fries in that okay. horsey sauce and the Arby's sauce, it's kind of tough to beat.
I had a, used to have a passionate love affair with McDonald's. We were hot and heavy.
Really? Really?
No more.
What happened?
Well, fix the ice cream machines. What is going on? And the other thing is with the drive-thru. Again, we put them on Front Street with that. Now, I love McDonald's. I'm a big fan of the Filet-O-Fish, and I'm not a big fan of the Quarter Pounder anymore,
really?
But I love the fries. But it's like, stop telling me to pull through when there's no one behind me.
We
and you
got to
do a better job in the drive. And I do refuse.
Okay.
Right, because they're trying to pad their stats, and they get graded right. on how many people go through that sucker. But yeah. again, it comes down to ice cream machines, too, because I love the shakes. And,
three
and
things
cones.
I want to mention here quickly. If they ask you to pull forward, you don't have to say yes. So you can just wait there to get your food.
Right.
Most 9 out of 10 people are going to say, okay, just pull forward. And then you'll sit there like an extra 5 minutes until they bring the food out to you. You don't always have to pull forward. Number two is use the apps. The fast food apps have kind of changed the game. Mitch, I didn't write about this in the column on the top 50s up at vsin.com right now. But one thing I've started to do in the last year or two is use the fast food apps a lot more. And that makes it a lot quicker, your experience. Sometimes you can just run in the restaurant
good
and get
deals
your food.
Too. Yeah.
You get good deals. You get, like you said, bonuses offered to you on the app.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you leave home without your wallet, like I do occasionally, don't worry about it because you can just pay for the fast food on the app.
Yeah, that's what the fellas behind the glass here on the show swear right. by, the apps. Okay, let's get to the top five now because, I mean, you want to talk about just a loaded top five. There you go, number five at Shake Shack. I think it's actually a little bit too low. Like Paulie said,
I thought they'd be one today.
I thought
they were going to make one. I really did. Yeah.
Shake Shack was in the mix for number one. And like I said, when I did these power ratings, the numbers came out very close. There was a total of 2.5 points that separated number one from number eight. And Shake Shack, I thought, had a chance to get the number one ranking about 2 months ago. And I had a couple trips there that were not that great in recent weeks. And that's why Shake Shack did not get over the top. But I love the burgers. The crinkle cut fries are great.
Yep.
There's really no negatives, but it's just so competitive here in the top five. This is like the NCAA tournament.
Yes, it is.
Announcement show. When you're talking about the top seeds, there's not much that separates these top five seeds.
Yep. Number four, I absolutely love. They don't have a spot out here in Las Vegas.
Inexcusable.
If they did, I would eat here all the time.
Yeah.
It's Culver's.
I would eat at Culver's almost every day if they had one in Vegas. Somebody in the Culver's front office explained to us why that has not happened. The closest ones are in St. George, Utah and Bullhead City, Arizona.
Mm.
I actually drove down to Bullhead City. It's about an hour and a half. I drove down there to eat a couple weeks ago and played golf. I was down there too.
Okay.
But I mainly drove down there to eat at Culver's.
Now, okay, Chick-fil-A number three.
Uh-huh.
How is it? It's tough because it, with the menu, lack of menu.
Well, I tweet
it's the number one. You can't beat the drive-thru. It's a machine. Change the industry.
Imagine if the U.S. government ran with the efficiency of the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Yes.
How great would this country still be? All right, so Chick-fil-A dropped in the power ratings this year because, Paul, Mitch, I tweaked the formula a little bit. I had to look in the mirror and ask some serious questions. How can I rank these top 50 franchises and not value burgers a little bit more than chicken, because I never used to be a chicken guy until about 10 years ago when my doctor, I had diverticulitis, and it was very painful. I don't know if you guys know much about it. She said, what do you eat? I said, well, I eat steak, hamburger, sausage and pepperoni pizza. You know, just going on. She goes, so you eat beef like 5 meals a day? I said, yeah. She, you can't do that. You have to eat chicken once in a while. And that's when I started to eat chicken at least once a day. But Chick-fil-A dropped from the number one spot because I valued burgers in the power ratings formula a little bit more this year. And I think that's the right way to do it.
Okay. Number two is Burger Spot. It's awesome. Freddy's Steak Burgers.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I'm really disappointed. I came in here today, and Paul Howard announced to us that he's never been to Freddy's.
I don't think he's ever been to Culver's.
No. No, right.
What?
Right. Yeah. What? There's not even one here.
What are you doing with all your time?
What do you want from me? There's not one here. The Freddy's, I know. You can rip me for that. That's one where I go by all the time. There's a ton of cars, and I pass, and I get frustrated, and right. But that's right. That's like never been to Del Mar. That's embarrassing. I'll clean it up. I'll go today.
Freddy's was in the mix for number one this year, very seriously in the mix. The thing that held Freddy's back, the spicy chicken sandwich, just not good enough. And I know a couple of Freddy's executives who watch VSiN. They watch his show.
Oh.
You guys are close. You're almost at the top. You got to improve that chicken sandwich. Portillo's is our number one fast food spot in 2022. That field trip we took to Buena Park, California, well worth it. Portillo's has been a favorite of mine for about 25 years since I lived in Chicago. The problem is we don't have it out here in Las Vegas, obviously. You got it in the Phoenix area. You got it in L.A. You guys went there for the first time on July 9th when we flew over there. What do you think?
I gave it a 9.5. I was blown away. It lived up to the hype.
I can't disagree with number one.
That first bite right here, bam, it hit me. It hit me. I had the Italian beef sausage combo. It was a top five onion ring, top five fry, and the chocolate shake cake. Oh, I don't even like, somebody had the strawberry. I don't even like it. But I love the strawberry shake, okay, too, that they had, and the cake to go.
So there you go. His brand new number one.
Paul,
all right.
Right there, that's where Paul's saying the onion rings. Onion rings are good. Mitch put down a lot of food there in a short amount of time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.